Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's the Paul Zeiss Show. At least get rid of the first four crop. I mean, all the first four is basically done. Is allowed, you know, probably, I would say, six bubble teams in now. Maybe. Six extra bubble teams. Come on. And my thing is, if you finish eighth or ninth in your conference, why are you in the NCAA tournament? What are you doing in the NCAA tournament?
Or keep it and drop it down to 32 teams in the tournament.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. You know, I wouldn't even mind, what are there, 32 conferences? Or whatever, I say there's...
That's right.
Yeah. Say there's 32 automatic bids, right? 32 automatic bids, 16 wild cards. That's enough. 48. Give some teams a bye. You could still get to the, you know what I mean? It would work. I think your one seeds would get a bye. I think your one and two seeds would get a bye, and it would still be the same. You know, because you basically, because there's 16, you know, so it's 16 teams left. Actually, your top four seeds would all get a bye. Okay, I could live with that. And I'll tell you why I could live with that, too. Number one, it would limit the number of teams you have in the tournament, which I think you need to. And number two, you would actually have some sort of a reward for being a high seed. I mean, what's the reward for being a one or a two seed? There isn't a reward. Oh, well, you get to play the 16 or the 15. Who cares? If you're legitimately a good team and you're the 3 or the 4 seed, you should beat the 14 or the 13 seed too. And to me, you know, it goes like, you know, it goes to me, I look at it and just say one of those things, I don't know why we need to have 8th, 9th, and 10th place teams making the tournament. I would like to see it go down a little bit. So, it's really, really good. I don't know. Anyway. Well, I've delayed talking about this Antonio Brown nonsense as long as I possibly could, but I'd be remiss if I didn't at least mention it. So let me mention it. You've got Antonio Brown, right? And he's basically now demanded a trade. He's basically now demanded a trade. It makes me laugh. It really does. Because if you really think about it, the Steelers were going to get rid of him anyway. And all he really has done is lower his value. And then he made it even worse by saying that he wants to renegotiate his deal. I don't know what planet this guy is on, but it ain't Earth. Because he's out of his mind. He sounds like an idiot. And the fact that his agent and his lawyer and everybody else around him continues to let him sound like an idiot, to me, is one of the greatest derelictions of duty I've seen in a long, long time. A long, long time. And to me, someone needs to tell this guy to shut the hell up. Plain and simple, shut up, because you're not doing yourself any favors and you're not doing the Steelers any favors because they're trying to trade your ass and they can't. because nobody wants you if you're going to try and renegotiate your contract. And the reason is because you're a moron. Nobody's going to give you $50 million guaranteed when you are, you know, just spent a year driving 100 miles an hour down the highway and quitting on your team and all of the other bizarre things you've been involved in. And, oh, yeah, there's this domestic violence thing hanging over your head and throwing furniture off the balcony and almost smashing a little kid. All these things that you, well, allegedly have done. You know what? Nobody's going to give you $40 or $50 million guaranteed. Period. They ain't. It's just one of those things where I don't quite understand why this is a hard one to figure out. Seriously. And the people around him are giving him horrible advice. So it's really, really, to me, one of these things where I just think that it's going to be a problem for the Steelers to try and unload him because I don't think anybody wants him. Unless they can get him at the contract that he has, which they can get out from underneath if they need to. Period. But the more he opens his mouth, the more he makes it more difficult for them to trade him. And I think that's the, you know, that's a real problem. And it's just one of those things, you know, to me, I take it all in and I say, this guy is an absolute moron. And the Steelers, you know, to me, I don't know how, I don't know what you do. You know, but if you're the Steelers, you've got to figure out a way to trade him. And if you trade him, you know, I think at this point you take whatever you can take. And that's the key to me. You take whatever you can take. But Antonio Brown has absolutely destroyed his own market. I don't know anybody out there that's going to give the guy $40 or $50 million guaranteed or whatever he thinks he should get. I also don't know. I bet you there's now teams that have crossed him off their list. I do. I think there are now teams that have probably crossed them off their list. And that's the problem, you know, that he's creating for himself by doing all this dumb stuff. He's just basically acting like a jackass. And maybe it's a part of his grand plan. Maybe he thinks that that's the way you get out of town. But he's actually hurting himself. I think he's hurting himself because I don't think he's going to get the money. I don't, that he wants, and I don't think he's going to end up at a place that he wants. I don't. I think he's basically going to end up in a place he doesn't want to be, and it's going to be a problem. Seriously. I just think that that's really what happens. When a guy acts so bizarrely and does so many things, he ends up killing his own market. And that's what he's done. The Steelers are probably not going to have it. But they got to trade him now. They have no choice. And everybody knows it. So they're not probably going to get what they should get for him. And that's really what it comes down to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.